Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Hello, welcome to our season 6, episode 28.
Who composed Beethoven Damashi's 5th? Boom. Saved and used.
God, I hope that fits in the title box. Otherwise, it'll just be, who composed Beethoven
Who composed B's 5th? Don't trust the Beethoven in apartment 23. That guy plays a loud, obnoxious music.
Dun 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 dun.
Dun, 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 it's dun. Japanese, so it has to be zon 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 zon.
Yeah.
Because they say it with Z's, apparently.
I don't know why they have problem with words.
Problems with a lot of things, but anyway.
Like Keith Justice.
Well. those are fun conversations. Anyway. Alright, so one-ups, I suppose.
I took my pants off.
Okay, that's a step in the right direction, I suppose.
I didn't put new ones on.
What happened? Where did it go? They're on the floor.
Not the pants. Like, the movie. 1 minute I was punching the guy in the nuts, the next thing the movie was gone.
Maybe the guy got mad and turned it off. You did punch him in the nuts.
Oh, the whole movie started over again.
I got the Mega Yarn Yoshi Amiibo on Sunday.
I never did do that.
So, as I was walking toward the building to go purchase said amiibo...
Oh, Lord.
One
of these stories.
There was a curb there. And it's not like I didn't know the curb was there. I knew there was a curb there.
Well, no, because you frequent the Toys R Us.
And so, I went to lift my leg, and apparently I just didn't lift it high enough because I'm a fucking idiot.
We get lifted up like you're a dog peeing on a hydrant. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to get up on the curb. Like a good boy. And, and well, needless to say, I tripped and bashed my knee into the ground. And it hurts really bad and I can barely walk.
So are you alive?
That's only no.
No, he's dead. No, his knee's dead. They had to burn the bones in the knee, otherwise it would haunt people.
That is accurate. Actually, it would probably be easier on me right now if my knee was gone. But
so Brian's a ghost.
Yes, I am. Takeru, whatever the fuck his name is.
Tenkuji.
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Sounds right.
It sounds Japanese. Let's
his last
go
name's
with.
Actually Buchanan.
Seems legit. My last HLJ box got here at some point. I don't know when the hell that was. But... That's pretty much all of us, I think.
Yeah.
Other than that, I finished Halo 5's campaign. I started Fallout 4 a little bit. I only got to play, like, maybe 2 hours or so. Considering this is my first time playing a Fallout game, like, there's so much.
There's a lot
to do. It's like, my head is, like, dead.
It is
like,
not a game
what do
you
I,
speed through.
What do I even do? So, I'll get there eventually, I suppose, but, That's really about it. It's been a pretty typical standard week, so go right ahead.
Okay, let's see. My HLJ box arrived, but it didn't have everything in it because it got split up, and like I didn't even realize it shipped. Like it surprisingly just got here, and it had just the Gangan hand and the Spectre figure, and that's it. So, but now I'm just gonna wait for the other things before I ship everything. But like that's it purchase wise. Damn it, the match is over, and I missed my nut shot. And I still continued stories about droughts of Power Rangers toys. I think I mentioned last week, I didn't get to play Fallout yet, and it's still unopened. I still haven't gotten to play it, because I decided to beat Assassin's Creed first, because I was pretty close. And so I did that, and then, like, the next day I was planning on starting Fallout. But before that, I went to a friend's house to hang out, and I brought my controller there, and I left it there, and then we got, like, a blizzard, so I couldn't get my controller for a couple of days, so I couldn't play any Xbox, like, at all. And, like, I was thinking, oh, shit, I can't start Fallout. Well, at least I can play Halo. Damn it, it's the Xbox 2. And then I'm like, oh, but I can start Tomb Raider. Son of a bitch! Like, it was so annoying. I felt like I was missing an arm. And so, like, finally, I kind of wish I hadn't finished Assassin's Creed because then I would have had something more to do with that. But, and then I remembered that I forgot that I was working on Trap Team before all these games came out. And so I only had 2 levels left, so I finally finished Trap Team. But I just got my controller back tonight, and so I'm just playing Halo now. I'm hoping to start Fallout tomorrow or the next day, but like it's such torture, especially when I didn't have the controller. It's like Jesus. So that's pretty much been me, is just pining for playing games I can't play. But Assassin's Creed was good. I hated the final boss battle. It was like really boring and tedious, but that was good. Other than that, but I think that's about it for now.
I got my HLJ box with everything in it. Then I had
Well, I had
like
everything in it too.
then I had then th then we had the experience of 3 days of not knowing if we got Billy the Kid and Nobunaga icons, because that
Yeah, that was really dumb.
HLJ is a
Like,
bunch
I
of queers.
figured it was just they were delayed because their listing still said order stop and not back ordered or whatever. So I figured it was just they didn't get them yet for whatever reason, but it was still really obnoxious.
And so that happened. And then,
I hope
let's see.
everything gets in this weekend because I want to ship right away.
Yeah, I do too. I definitely want to get all that shit in here. I got my Mewtwo amiibo. Finally, I got
Oh
that.
yeah,
So
I
I'm
got all
gonna.
the Animal Crossing ones.
Oh, suck my balls.
This guy's
And.
head like disappeared when I shot him in the nuts or punched him.
It's a reaction. I mean, your head doesn't vanish when you get hit in the nuts.
No. How do you rewind?
I thought that was normal.
The two little arrows that point to the left.
No, not on Halo with the Xbox controller. It's, I can make picture go backward.
And then, so last Saturday, we had my dad's black belt test for third degree, and my instructor tested for sixth degree. So I go. I went like a good child and a supportive person. Also, I had to be there to spar and to get beat up on as everybody's dummy partner. So we're going along and we do all this shit, and I'm partnered with my instructor. His self defenses are, he had to do defenses like from somebody against somebody with a knife or a gun. So we had the little rubber weapons, and we're going. We get through all the knife wounds just fine. And he did 9 knife wounds and 6 gun defenses. So we're doing the second to last gun defense, and he does this thing. He like twists me over, and I guess I was supposed to like come up some or something, but I wasn't up in the right position. So when he just kicked me like square on in the nose. That hurt. It still hurts. Right? So after we finish, I'm over by the mirror, like checking out my face, making sure I'm all in one piece. And actually, I really expected to be bleeding, but I wasn't. And my boss comes over because he was there to help hold the boards for the board breaking portion. And just to watch the test in general. So he comes over and he's like, your left arm's okay, huh? Because I write left-handed. So he wants to make sure my arm was okay so I could still come to work on Monday and write. I'm like, thanks for the concern, boss. I'm good. Like, he really didn't care what happened as long as my left hand was okay so I could write. I'm like, thanks for that. So that happened. It was a fun time though. They passed and they had to break a bunch of boards, and like my instructor, he had to break like 6 boards taped together with masking tape, which he actually did. It was pretty badass. But yeah, so we did all that, and then I'm trying to think of anything else fun happened or noteworthy. No, I watched all the shows this week without Kaylee, and because she's punished, so I tormented her by then. Not only did I make her sit like in the hall in a chair alone in the dark while I watched the TV programs. I then told her about them afterwards and all the things that she missed, because I'm that kind of a person. Like Purple Ranger and Serena gets an Eevee and the whole thing. Like you missed the space shark attacking the turtles. Like
she got upset. You missed the space shark becoming the Purple Ranger. Right. And Eevee attacked the turtles.
And she got upset because Natalie could watch TV and she couldn't. I'm like, well, Natalie didn't punch a kid in school, so you're in trouble. She does that. That's normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, after the window thing, I guess that's accurate.
Yeah, we're trying to correct that. So she's not allowed to watch anything remotely violent, so she learns not to hit people. But that happened. But yeah, I'm that kind of a person that I'm going to tell you about all the stuff you couldn't watch after the fact, because I'm just a jerk. Because I want to rub in the fact that you're in trouble. And then maybe you won't do it again. Hopefully that works. Let's see what else. I don't think there's anything else. I've just been playing a lot of Pokemon, because that's my whole life anyway. Just Pokemon everywhere.
What are you playing, Ruby Sapphire?
The original?
No, I'm not. I'm playing Ruby Sapphire, you jerk. I am playing
Emerald. God, don't insult me.
I'm not playing Emerald. I'm playing Diamond, and I'm playing X and Y, and Black and White, and I was doing Black and White earlier, and also Y.
Everything.
Everything from 4th gen onward. I'm almost done 4th gen. I've almost completed the Pokedex in all 5 games. I'm very proud of myself. I've only been at it for a stupid long period of time, but that's because I'm very stubborn in the way I do things. Like, I could very easily complete it. Not 100%, but I could very easily like get even closer if I just like traded things over, but I'm not going to. Like, I'm going to dig up my own fossils in each game, or like evolve things in each game individually. So it takes longer, but it's my system, damn it. It makes me feel good about myself. Don't judge me, even though you probably will.
Yeah, always do.
We've all been enjoying Keith's adventures in Japan. Keith Justice shows Japan just how annoying American Toku fans can be.
Oh, God. I want like documented footage of like American Toku fans like in Japan just kind of running around and like going into like a Japanese Toys R Us and just jumping around the Toku section going, oh my god, look at them all.
Like that's what I feel like he's been doing the entire time. Is just like
realizing they can't buy white chicks and just despairing.
Well, he probably does want to buy a white chick, but like just like jumping around and like being obnoxious, and it depresses me. It does. Like, I feel like it makes us all look bad.
Yeah, well, that's what we get for being a part of this fandom.
Right? Yeah, well, that's what happens when Keith's involved. We all just look bad.
So, moving along to the nudes.
Well, there's my 3DS.
Hey, you found it. Let's see, so
we have nudes?
A little bit.
No one told me.
Premium Bandai? Did we talk Did we talk about the Jam Lockseed?
Yeah, we talked about Jam last week.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we did
Jam Jams.
Yeah, we did some jam jokes and
okay. That's still a thing. So.
This just in, the news from last week holds up.
The news from last week is still news. Did we talk about the Legacy Morphers? I don't think we did.
No, we didn't.
Morphers.
Big Bad Toy Store put up a listing for...
They are big and bad.
Red, pink, and blue movie Legacy Morphers. Completely out of the blue. Bandai has not said anything about them whatsoever. So I have no idea how legitimate it is or what they are. Like they're definitely Photoshopped. That's no question. They're definitely Photoshopped. Alongside them is a tribal coin instead of the ninja coin, and the tribal coin honestly looks like it was just like copy and pasted from a bad resolution picture of the Green Ranger that came with the tribal coin at like Comic-Con a couple of years ago, because there's a bunch of like green lighting around it. So I have no idea how legitimate it is, but
I have
no interest in it whatsoever, even though if they come with the ninja coins, I really want the ninja coins.
If those were really a thing and they came with like a tribal coin, it should be that joint ninjetti one from that like temple at the end from the movie. That would make way more sense. That would actually be pretty cool.
I would really dig a coin of that.
But I don't know
what that looked like.
It was just all the animals like smushed together, just like the dinosaur one, and they're just like and they're like, we're so close together. We want to get our own apartment.
Praha ninjas.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
Absolutely. And then, real quick, when you buy the Geimgeiden, there's a little pamphlet inside that says, hey, go to this website, and it is a survey where you can vote for who to make the third Geiden about. So a third Geimgeiden is more than likely on its way at some point near the end of next year, I would imagine.
Good, I can get more lock seeds.
They'll
fill in the numbers between 13 and 99.
The choices are basically anyone that hasn't gotten one yet. So Kurokage, Marika, Gridon, Bravo, Ryugen, Jam, and Dime.
Jam's an option.
Let's make it about Jeremy Jam.
Let's make it about Malika.
Can we do a write-in campaign? I actually want to make the next Geimgeiden about Burt Macklin.
Can we do a writing campaign and make another one about Knuckle? I want more Zach.
There's all of them.
What about Kurokage Shin? Can we make it about Peiko?
Yes.
Just all Peiko.
Like, I feel if Kurokage was picked, we would just get Kurokage Shin as our new rider. Like, it's new, guys. It was never used in canon before.
Or they would tweak something really small and like make more toys out of it.
It's a guide and about like it just takes place in between the short period of time when Hase became a rider and when Hase died. it's just him and Jonoichi's adventures around the city trying to figure out what to do.
It's their adventures in the reindeer costumes. Like, out of those, I would definitely go for probably Marika and Bravo.
It's Malika. I would love a Bravo, just because I want more like, of
Orin. I want to see what his upgrade would be.
Right?
It's just like a giant sea urchin. There we go.
Just even more pointy, even more flamboyant. Like...
I don't think Ryugen and Gaim really need them.
No.
And if
Kurokage... I mean, I guess I wouldn't mind seeing more on the Gaim planet, but I...
Yeah.
You know, I just don't care enough to want to pick him.
If Kurokage and Gridon got one, I would either want them together, or, like, just one Gaiden dedicated to both Kurokage and Gridon, and just have it be, like, an extra long Gaiden stuff split into two parts.
Ooh, baby.
Heck yeah, extra long nuts.
Old people nuts. Just hang down into the water when you sit on the toilet.
That would be the title of the game guide. Old people nuts. Old people.
Just old Jonoichi seeing visions of Hase while in the retirement home.
I like how game. Gaim aired in 2013 and 2014, and I like how it'll be like 2016 and we'll still be getting Gaim movies. Gaim is the Deno that everybody wanted.
Right? Like, everyone was like, God damn it, more Deno. Gaim comes along, everyone's like, fuck yeah, give me as much Gaim as you can give me. Just wipe it on my face, just slather me in lock seeds.
Just take that orange and smush it in my face.
Dear Lord.
Citrus.
Are there any more nudes?
No.
Oh, all right.
At least none that I currently remember. That's why we devolved into Bop-It.
Still more exciting than Toku at the moment.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
So now it's time for superhero time. I wasn't offering.
Ninja. He wasn't offering superhero time.
And what's going to happen when you want to get late tomorrow night?
Things.
Nothing.
You're going
to have to watch the Ninja again. That's your punishment.
The Ninja, how to lose an erection.
Speaking of getting laid, the Ninja, the opposite. What was this week? Oh, it was that dumb video game episode.
I liked it.
The part I actually found the funniest was at the beginning when Nagi was at the job interview and he was like explaining the last ninja thing.
That was funny.
I thought the idea of explaining the concept of the last ninja in an official job interview I thought was funny.
I thought it was at school, but
Whatever it was.
I thought it was like one of them career things at school. It's like, oh, what do you want to be when you get out of high school? Like, I want to be a ninja.
I'm not on your side of the bed.
See, my grandpa's the last ninja, and he wears, like, a fishing hat, and he, like, shows up, and he's like, blah, blah, blah. And my dad disappears because we can't keep him under contract. but at least none of us, like, whine about it, and are like, Dad!
But that's not Nagi's dad. That's his uncle.
Whatever. Where's his dad? His dad's also Tyler's dad.
The only one we've seen is Yakumo's mom. That's the only other person we've seen in that family.
The rest of them don't have dads.
No one else cares. I liked...
Now I'm touching my butt!
You just broke Brian.
I like all the video game nods and all that. I think that was really cute.
I thought it was funny.
Way. Like, it was a filler episode I didn't mind because the motif of it I enjoyed. It still wasn't fantastic, like, in terms of anything else. But I don't mind Nagi-focused episodes because Nagi's, like, the only one that doesn't piss me off in some fashion.
He's, like, all of a sudden getting all this focus.
He doesn't do anything.
Like, early on in the show, it was all, like, Takaharu Kasumi, Takaharu Kasumi, Takaharu Kasumi. And now, like, the show shifted, and now it's Kinji Nagi, Kinji Nagi, Kinji Nagi.
I love all these. I've seen a couple different posts and, like, tweets about how people are saying that Ninja went through a quote-unquote major retooling because of the fact that Nagi's in the center a little bit more. Takaharu is slightly less annoying, and What's-His-Face got a poncho. Like, I like how a major retooling for Ninja is like these little minor shifts that are just like the smallest thing ever.
You want major retooling? Look at Drive, not Ninja.
Yeah, it's like
Ninja was minor retooling because people did not like Takaharu, and I don't think the crew liked Takaharu either. So
they had like I think that's what happened is that they realized that nobody likes his antics. That didn't work out like they thought it would. And then, as for Kasumi, they realized, this is a boy's show. We made a girl the most competent character on the team. That was probably a mistake. Like, not that you can't have a competent female thing, because I know that's going to, that sense is, like, leaving you open to get attacked. Like, you're being sexist. You hate women. But, like...
You just have to make sure you point out that you have a strong female lead, like, every 5 seconds.
Right? Like, to make
they didn't do that this week, though.
To make her the most competent person in the entire program and everyone else is just a drooling moron was probably a mistake. Like, Fuka's just sitting there like, Derp! My name is Fuka! And Naki's just standing around in the background like he's Adam. And Takaharu...
Nagi is kind of like... Early Nagi was Adam in Season 2. And current Nagi is like Adam and Zio.
Right? And then you just had, like, Takaharu just all he did was run around and go, Moitekita!
Wait until he comes back for the Juojo team up. He's going to be playing Adam and Once a Ranger, which was just Johnny Young Bosch.
And Yakumo's just spent the entire season talking backwards. Like, all he does is every so often just throws out some magic with his little wand and just talks backwards. And Kenji just running around like, I'm from America! America! Like, stupid Western phrase.
Speaking of Kenji, he, like, fucking scampered off at the end of this episode again, looking all suspicious.
Classic scamper.
He's fucking weird.
Like, what the fuck? You just get over this arc about how, like, your inner demons are destroyed and you're all sparkly with your fucking poncho and shit that he apparently just fucking summons whenever the fuck he wants. And now he's fucking, like, being all sneaky and shit again. I'm like, make up your goddamn mind. I'm sure it's gonna be something really stupid, like...
I thought it was because he thought that he realized that he'll never be the last ninja because he's not a part of their little family. Like, really? That's what I thought it was. Like, he looked like he was sulking, like a little bitch.
Yeah, it looked like he was sulking. I feel like he should just from now on, when he wants to summon it, just yell out, Poncho! Like, really loud. Oh, it's
Poncho! That's how you say it. You gotta say it like Jen Barkley.
I don't know what that means, but I feel like he should just, like, yell it out. And then it just comes to him.
Another thing, the Enshuriken turned into that thing that comes with the Gekiatsuto.
Right, which is apparently like an attack shuriken. It just doesn't attack.
So I'm trying to figure that out. Like, is it actually the Enshuriken? Will they see it again? I mean,
it's not. If you go to, because I wanted to know what it was called. It's the Shinkyoku.
I just keep calling it the Shoryuken. From Street Fighter.
It's like the Shinkyoku Ninshuriken is what they call it on Tahamashii's website. Because I went and looked it up. So I don't know what that means, but...
I don't know. Hold on.
And so that's what they call it, and they're like, yeah, it's like... It was the Ninshuriken, but in the game, but not really. Like, because he didn't use it, then it became... that thing, which in that form wasn't going to reset things, and then it somehow carried through to the material world, but then he used it, and then it went away. I was really confused as to why I have this toy.
I don't even care how this investigation ends. I don't care whether it's the Ninshuriken or not.
You can do it, Brian.
What? Thanks, Google Translate. You're fucking helpful.
Yeah, I know.
I put Shukyoku in, and it just says the X.
Yeah, I know. I did that at work today. I was like, what is this?
Translating it from Chinese, though, it's ultimate. So it's just the ultimate.
So, yeah, sometimes to get an actual translation, you have to make it go from Chinese instead of Japanese. Why, I don't know, but...
It's the ultimate Ninshuriken. That's... Like, it has to pop up again, because he only used one of the six attacks in it, so...
It has six attacks?
Yeah, I counted them.
Oh, I couldn't tell. I mean, I didn't record that video yet, but... Because I didn't want to put batteries in the toy because I'm just aggravated that I bought it. But
me too. But
like, I'm just like, God damn it! Why did I buy this? It's just a red fucking sword, stupid shuriken. I mean, it's one whose design I actually kind of like. But
yeah, the shuriken design's fine. The sword leaves a little bit to be desired, and the sound's really obnoxious. I like the shuriken; it looks nice. But anyway. It's a good old Ranger Wiki still using my pictures for their site. Thanks. So anyway.
Everyone uses your pictures.
I know. That's fine.
Like eBay sellers.
Yeah, that's happened. I don't think I have anything else to say other than I enjoyed the motif and it left me with stupid questions that shouldn't
exist. Enjoyed the motive.
The motive. Yes, I enjoyed the motive of the episode.
Yeah, I think we're done here. Next week we get to see Magi Yellow, so that should be stupid.
for really I mean,
he won't be
reason.
Stupid. I like him.
I predict next week's discussion is just going to be me going, you know, Magic Ranger was really fun.
Right? It's just going to be us, like...
GoBusters was fun, too.
How glad we are just to see
James. I miss playing Xander.
Well, who doesn't?
You know, it's also great, Mystic Force.
I miss Phineas. Not Ferb, just Phineas. I miss Goat Claire. Or Sheep Claire, whatever it was.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Sheep and Goat are not the same thing, Doc.
Udon!
Trying to think of other side characters. I miss Pink Haired Matumbo.
Matumbo.
What a bro.
Matumbo. Boom. Nailed it.
So, anyway, Ghost.
Got another well, form
that was
this week.
Fun. Spectre whipped his ass again. Almost
I love
took
how different
Musashi icon.
His Alex States. Or, what's it called? Edison?
Edison Damashi.
It's got like the two horns on it. It's like so radically different. It's amazing.
I like how he can use things so much better than Ghost can.
The toy can't even do it.
Ghost is a little bitch.
Yeah,
he talks to his little sister eyeball.
Talks to his sister's eyeball. That's kind of creepy.
It is a little bit.
And then apparently he knows the chick or something? Is that what I'm led to believe?
What chick? The annoying, like, oh, science chick?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
If I'm following names correctly.
He just kept talking to the eyeball, and then he beat Ghost up once, and then he let him have Beethoven at the end. That's all I remember about Spectre doing.
Like, he let the girl keep Musashi, probably because she was not going to give it up to him without him having to kill her, and he really didn't want to do that. But because I thought I remembered the little sister eyeball saying something about, like, you're thinking about how you used to be so close to so-and-so, and then I was like, I don't know who that name goes to until I saw the bald guy use that name to refer to the girl, and I'm like, oh, okay, so you were close to the girl. That was never brought up before. I don't know why she doesn't recognize you, because you clearly just fucking walked in and transformed right in front of her.
Was that different subs, or...?
No, I was on Overtime.
Oh, because the line on Overtime was, at least when I started paying attention to the scene, was, that's a good question. What was it? You're thinking about Akari, aren't you?
Yeah, and Akari's the girl.
Yeah, I know, but I don't remember anything about you used to be close. Was that the line before it that I wasn't paying attention to?
Let me see. I'll tell you. I don't remember.
I'll be honest. In both shows, there's times that I go over to a completely different window. It's not even up. There people are speaking. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. It's just in my ears. Ear shouting does not work in a different language unless you speak it. Pro tip.
You know what was really creepy in the episode, though, was the silent fighting.
Yeah, that was really weird.
Like, it bothered
me. I liked the effect. I think it was really cool. But it was, like, really weird to watch. It was like, whoa.
And the way it was placed, it almost made you think there was something wrong with your audio for a second.
Yeah, I know. Because all of a sudden, there's noise, everyone talking, and it just goes silent. I'm like, wait, what?
And then why is his belt making
noise? I look
noise
around to make sure none of my cats are on my desk. That they hit a volume button or something. So that was really weird. But I liked it. I think
what,
the effect was
what
really
she
good.
Says is, I guess what you're thinking about, it's Akari, isn't it? You two were pretty close.
Okay, I stopped paying attention then. I read the one line and stopped paying attention.
I think I got the gist of it.
So
that's how I used to read books.
So yeah, evidently they knew each other. Because she hasn't seen him normally yet.
It's probably because they almost have the same haircut. Like, hers is just a little bit longer.
Yeah, the way that Brian reads books, he starts it off, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I think I know what happens in this book. Closes.
There's going to be good times and bad times. It's just like any other book.
I got this.
It seems accurate.
Book report done.
Okay, so that's kind of neat. Now that I know that's a thing, that's kind of neat.
And then the bat cock was on the table. That was fun.
Yeah, it's got just fucking, like, handles sticking out of the back of it.
It's just a toy. It's just...
I'm like, that's not inconspicuous at all. Why is there a gun handle sticking out of the back of this clock? I have no idea.
It's incognito. You're not supposed to see it.
Being all incognitus.
Incognitus.
It's like diabetes.
Check your visibility and check it often.
Rub your balls. Rub your balls so you don't get cancer.
Accurate. Let's see what else. I really like the way that Beethoven fights, or rather waves his arms around.
Right? That he waves around and just shoots musical notes at you that kill you.
He didn't even get to finish off the guy in his own debut episode.
No, he switched to Musashi. Right? I'm like, well, okay.
It's like, Beethoven used growl. Now finish him.
So I don't know, and then, but see, like, I look at it and I'm like, is he going to use Beethoven again? Because I almost feel like some of these forms, because there are so many of them, are just going to be like...
They're like the one-off shift cards.
Yeah, that's what I feel like they're going to be like. Like, Beethoven was a gimmick in order to fight this monster, and then we're never going to use it again.
I feel like it'll pop up at least once, I mean...
Like, I feel like we'll use it one more time, because they don't want to just make the suit one time. But, like, you know, for a one-use deal. But, like, it'll be like when he's just cycling through powers trying to fight someone, and he's in it for, like, 3 seconds, and he's it's, like, beat up.
Yeah, that seems pretty accurate.
Like, maybe this will work. Beethoven waves arms, gets shot again. Nope, that didn't work. Maybe this music will fix this guy's bad teeth. Nope.
We'll find out more about him next episode.
But his bad... Maybe they'll figure out why he has such bad fucking teeth.
Maybe he's the older version of Cordy's cousin.
Like he's fucking...
Nephew.
Like he's fucking...
Whatever. Or something. What am I, scientist?
Clearly you're not. Okay, so I get it. I have bad teeth.
We progressed another like, 12 days or something. It's just running out of time.
It's like a lot of time happening between episodes of just sitting around.
Like, I remember what's funny.
Hoodat.
31 days of Hoodat.
The first couple of episodes, like, we're like, okay, I've got 97 days. Next episode, I got 95 days. You're like, oh, okay, cool. And then you get to the next episode, you're like, oh, 88, and then it's like 57. Wait, hold on. Why did you just lose half your time in the span of 2 episodes? Then he gets to the next episode, now he's down to like 40-something. And I'm like, okay, this needs to stop. Like, but then I feel like all of a sudden it's going to be like, I have 10 days left. Next episode, I have 9 days left. Next episode, I have nine. I have 8.5 days left. Okay, this is... Like, y'all just need to space this out a little bit better.
I have 4 days left. We really shouldn't have thought of this 99-day thing.
Like, this was stupid. And he's like, I have 1 day left, and I only have, like, 3 icons. And then old man's going to come out and be like, I found this ghost boost thing. It'll keep you alive until you find the rest of them. Like, I feel like that's what it's going to be, is, like, I don't have all the icons. He's like, ghost boost, here you go. This will keep you alive.
Ghost boosters!
Oh, yeah.
Classic me. It sounded like the scratching made that happen. That was even good representation of it. Classic.
Ghost is running around going, remember when we were going to travel the world? Nope, all these people happen to be in Japan.
It was much cheaper for filming.
I think they figured out that they can't make Japan look like all these different places in the world.
We only have the 3 locations in the quarry.
It's not New Zealand. We can't make it look like the rest of the world.
They went to that stadium we've been to a million times in this episode.
They went to the stage, too. This was like a gallery of all the different places that Toei can film.
It was a tour.
Make him part of the tour.
So apparently, Takeru is gonna not be such a pussy face anymore.
Right, because he's just a little bitch. Like
now he's determined,
and he can glow.
I love what an idiot is. He's like, "Oh, Inspector, better get these icons out in front of me and start trembling." It's like, of course you're gonna get it. Like as soon as he shows up, he's got Musashi, and he's like, "And it just falls out of his hand." I'm like, "What are you doing? Why do you keep pulling that out? Just stay in whatever form you're in."
Why do you keep pulling out your penis?
Like, why do you keep pulling it out? It's just awkward.
Keep pulling it out. He's just gonna grab it again.
Dear God.
Like I oh God, I lost my train of thought now. Where's that?
You don't have a case in court if you make it easy for him.
Oh my God! Like, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm determined, so I'm a Super Saiyan now. That'd be great. Like, I just can glow golden, and I'm gonna kick his ass."
I read a theory that. Like when
it could be bunnies. Sorry.
What?
I don't. George will get that.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
Chris might too. If Chris is still here.
I read a theory that like when he hugs the people, he actually fondles them.
That's a theory.
No, it's not the theory. That when he hugs them, he's like absorbing their negative energy. And so, like, he'll die faster or something bad will happen, then he needs ghost boost.
Mm. To make him not negative?
So, like, he becomes, like, Michael Clark Duncan in The Green Mile. He just absorbs all the negative. Am I just making a reference that no one understands?
George,
fuck my life.
George knows a lot of things.
Dare to theory, when he hugs him, he actually just shoves his thumb up their ass.
When he hugs them, he just molests them. Ooh, baby.
And he cries on them.
Well, yeah, he's a little bitch.
No, that's right.
That's why I like Spectre so much more.
Yeah, like, I like Spectre more because he's less of a bitch, but Spectre's so fucking cookie cutter. Like, he's so generic, oh, I'm a bad guy because I hate people. Which is fine, because I hate people, too.
Right? Like,
there's
I'm
nothing
like,
that
I
really
identify
makes
with
him
that.
Special. Like, there's nothing that makes him a good character.
Spectre's over there like, I hate people, and I'm like, I identify with you. I understand your pain. Humanity sucks and should all be killed.
Well, Takeru's dead, so you're one step closer.
Exactly. And now we murder Dawson.
Okay.
Is that it for Ghost?
Sure. I think so. We should always end with murdering Dawson.
Right. So now it's time for Darren Short Discussions with Yuki.
Wow.
That was the roar of a baby dinosaur.
There's the baby dinosaurs roaring. This is a herd of a... There's just a bunch of T-Rexes just coming in.
Boom. Well, okay.
Squeaking, tiny little arms dangling around.
No, they're extra tiny. They can't grip shit.
Poor T-Rexes. So this week was about Albert Einstein. That's who this guy was, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thought so. And he had an eye patch.
I liked that guy. He was cool.
And he believed in Bigfoot, and of course the Rangers don't believe in Bigfoot because they're a bunch of stick-in-the-mud losers who don't believe in Bigfoot.
I don't know. I feel like Tyler might have.
And then they're talking about how all this stuff is ridiculous, and he mentions a giant octopus, and they continue rolling their eyes. I'm like, that's a thing! It's, like, actually right? Real.
Like, that giant squid thing, that's out there. That could get me right now.
Is Tyler just sitting here like, can you believe this guy actually thinks sharks are real? I'm like, Tyler, sharks are an actual thing. Like,
have you not seen sharks?
Think is real next? Poodles? Bitch, what is that? I'm going to go get my necklace.
Is this a necklace?
And Tyler kept eyeing him like he was going to dad-nap him and make him his dad. Like, every time he looked at him, like, he gave him this longing look. I bet if I, like, Stockholm this fuck, he's gonna become my dad. Like, look at him. Like, he's just on the edge of being my grandpa, but he could totally be my dad.
we look so much alike.
Like, if I put the eye patch on, will he love me?
So I like how Albert, like, makes up all these fucking, like, paranormal stories. But he, like, saved a fucking girl from a blizzard mountain. What the fuck was she doing up there in the first place?
There's a story there. It's kind of like the kid that was dangling from the car. Like, I want to know. I want, like, the webisodes about children being abandoned by their parents in disasters. Like, the parents are like, let's all go climb Everest. And they're like, fuck this shit, it's cold. You're on your own. Last one to the car gets left behind. What?
Like, I want to know why a little girl was up on top of a fucking mountain in the middle of a snowstorm. Was she even wearing a coat? I don't remember.
I don't know. And I like that that's what made the Energem choose him. And then there's, like, Philip, who's just doing all this better stuff.
Think,
and like,
honestly, nope. Tell you the truth, I think the Energem was just really cold.
Like, it really wanted to get out of here. The worst.
It was actually, like, trying to bond the little girl, but it missed.
It's terrible aim. It's a blind energem. It's really old, just like Albert.
So now it got really angry because now it was bonded to some old guy.
That's why I unbonded so easy with Keeper's magic staff, which sounds really nerdy, but I like how they all had to fly there, but Keeper can just poof there. Which is another word called teleporting, which we used to do 20 years ago. Geez. Like, seriously.
It's like, I'll see you there. I'm going to catch some Z's.
Like, I don't know, maybe watch a movie. I'll just binge Jessica Jones and then I'll meet you there. And that's what's going to happen, actually. It's a little bit more important. And I like how it's just sort of casually brought up that he can just unbond him. It's like, oh yeah, whatever. You didn't know I could do that? All you have to do is just make fun of some people and their interests and not be true to your heart for like 5 seconds and just, it'll unbond on its own. It's fine. Just go outside and watch somebody fall down and then be like, laugh at them, and then the inner gem will unbond.
I don't think he mentioned it because he didn't want him to run away.
Like, I don't want you to know you had an out.
Because in the first place he was like, yo, you're bonded, you stuck.
Stuck for life. Unless you're old. Like, I feel like it was kind of rushed with that. Like, within an episode, we're introduced to him and find out he's a ranger, and then he gets unbonded so quickly. And, like, I think it would have been neat if, like, we know that Kendall is going to be purple and, like, they're going to be trying to find a candidate or something, and then she ends up becoming it. I think it would have been neat if they would have brought him back and had him try to be a ranger and, like, have Kendall sort of trying to help him, and then that's what does it, and he decides he doesn't want to be a ranger, and then they switch. It just would have been kind of neat to have him around for longer instead of just being such a quick thing. Like, it, for such a major thing, it just went down so fast.
That would have been nice. Like, I mean, I understand him not wanting to do it, but I would have liked that sort of, like, in training phase before he realizes that he can't do it.
Yeah, and, like, and then sort of if Kendall was there to help him, like, that could have transitioned. Instead of trying to look for another candidate, it could have directly happened there where he's like, hey, I'm not cut out for this, but you are. And then Keeper pulls out his magic staff and they both touch it. And then, you know, bada bing, bada boom.
That's how babies are made.
Yep. That's how energems happen. And then, boom, there you go. Then you got a dark purple female ranger. Ranger? And then your voice gets smaller when you're a girl. That was like Mickey Mouse or something. I don't know what's happening. That was Mickey Mouse's, like, demented cousin. Licky Mouse.
That was Morty Mouse.
Oh, God. That's where Rick and Morty comes from. On Earth 2, it's called Rick and Mickey. It's Ricky and Mickey. It's just a TV show about Rick and Mickey running around doing really weird stuff.
Sometimes starting Carl.
Coral. Oh, but I was at this bar the other day, and it was like a few days after, or like a week after Halloween, I guess, and there was a kid dressed like Carl there. But like, it was no joke. Like, I didn't see him like from the front, I guess. But my friend pointed it out, and he had like the full on hat and everything, and like I don't think the hair was a wig, but it was like spot on the length it is right now. I'm like, holy shit! Like, I would take a picture, but it'd be weird to take a picture of a youth at a bar. But it was really funny. I was almost like Coral.
just yell it really loud.
Funny. It would have been funnier if he wasn't in costume and he was just wearing the hat like that.
Let's see. I do like Albert. He's fun. I want to give him a hug.
So does Tyler.
Tyler wants to do other things, let me tell you. I like how they magically made up a way to bring monsters back, even though they did in the Halloween episode 2. Was it the same machine?
I don't remember.
I need to go back and look at the Halloween episode, because I don't remember either. But if that's the case, then I think the Halloween episode comes even after this one. So.
But, like, I was going to say, like, wouldn't it take place before, but then I guess not.
It seemed new this time, so I just went with it.
I don't know. Wibbly wobbly, timey wimey.
Whatever.
Next week is... No, that's dumb. I almost said next week is a Christmas special, but I was just thinking because of everything's off next week because of... but it's Thanksgiving.
No, next week...
The Christmas special, isn't it going to air after everything's over? I don't remember now.
Next week? I don't know. One thing I read says it is, and one thing I read says it isn't.
Because I remember we talked about like what other
seasons one did. One listing I looked at said that 17 is this week, 18 is next week, then 19, or 18, oh, yeah. Is 18 this week? Is 18 this week. And then 19 that week, and then Christmas, and then 20. But then another thing I read says that it was going to go 18, 19, 20 Christmas, so I have no idea. We'll see.
I think it would be better to place it in between, since, like, based on what we know from the previous airings, it would be awkward. Kind of like Megaforce. The world's being invaded, but first, Christmas. With Robo Knight. That's all that matters. So, I'm trying to think. There's not really too much else to cover from the episode. Like, it was basically just all that Albert stuff. I mean, it was an okay episode. It's just, I kind of frustrated how fast everything went down. I think it could have been better handled for the transition.
I like how Albert caught the monsters.
Oh, with his Bigfoot traps?
Yeah, and then just apparently left them there.
I did like how he was actually fit, like, physically to be a ranger.
Yeah.
But it just emotionally, like, it was really funny. Like, it made it seem like, oh, I'm so old, and he's like, old man's feet.
So fuck you, I'm more fit than all y'all.
Tyler's like, great work, Dad. I mean, Albert. Oh, Tyler.
See, I like the fact that it was more of an emotional thing and not a physical thing.
Yeah. I hope we do see him back at some point. I feel like we will for whatever reason. Yeah,
I feel like he'll pop up again and supercharge for something or another.
I don't think we'll see him suit up again like what Olshade, I think, piloted, like, Plesio, like, near the end or something. And they could both use the stuff, but, like, these work so differently. Mm-hmm. I want to know why Keeps can unbond things.
Because he's got all the powers?
I think it does seem pretty crazy that, like, he sort of got this reputation as a local hero, but, like... They didn't pick that up at all.
Yeah, like, I feel like a spandex-clad local hero is something that would reach the internet somehow.
Yeah, it's kind of like how he didn't know what Power Rangers were from... I mean, the internet's been around since forever, and the Power Rangers have been around since forever, and he's like, what's a ranger? He didn't have an accent like that, but... Yeah, that's always a weird thing. I mean, you have inconsistencies like that all the time in terms of people not hearing of Power Rangers, but, like, them, especially since they're supposed to be on the hunt for Energems, and the fact that they didn't pick that bit of news up is pretty crazy. I like how Chase is like, oh, I'm going to come back here for Christmas. He's like, why don't you just stay? The flight's really long. They're going to run into Dwight on his connecting flight to Mordor. Classic Dwight. So, like, I don't remember from the spoilers. Is it next week that she gets to be purple, or is there, like, an episode in between?
Next week is Plessio Zord.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
They have to find him because he's dying or something.
Yeah, that's right. Somehow he's dying.
And,
But where did he come from?
I think 19 is when she gets to morph, I think, toward the end of the episode. Maybe it's 20 at the beginning. I don't know. Either one, but... We have to get the Plesiosaur first.
We gotta save it from dying, but we still don't know where it came from in the first place. There's, like, talking in the background. Is it from you, or is it from him?
No, it's... That would be my end.
Okay. Okay. Anything else before we move on?
No.
Alright, now it's time for the good stuff. Well, we have to go through Pokemon first, but now it's time for...
Ramble, ramble, ramble time!
This week was about What's-Her-Face getting an Eevee. Damn it, Brian. You and your time riffs.
Time.
And now saying time, and it does in different dialects. So this time, it was about her getting an Eevee, which, like, I get that it'll probably become Sylvia, or whatever it's called, Sylveon. So that's why they're giving it to her. It's pretty obvious. But I kind of wish they had just given it to her as that, because it doesn't seem like that long ago that Mei got an Eevee. I guess it was like 2 generations ago, but it's like... And what did hers evolve into? It was Glaceon, so that took even longer to pay off, because they wanted to show off Glaceon, but they waited for her to come back for episodes. So, like, I guess instead of rehashing getting an Eevee for the female main, I wish it would have just had her straight up get it as its evolution.
Or just got a different Pokemon.
Yeah, well, I mean, she needs more Pokemon, period. Which, she's had 2 Pokemon for, like, ever, which is kind of insane. Like, very... I can't even think of another case where, like, the Brock character had more Pokemon than the second female lead. It's just kind of crazy. She just had Fennekin for, like, half the series. That's pretty crazy. Like, a huge oversight.
Then she finally got Pancham.
Yeah. At least it wore sunglasses.
All of her Pokemon have special things. Brazen's got a bow on its branch now, and Pancham's got glasses, and Eevee's got a flower thing on its head.
Fancy smancy Pokemons.
And pansy-ass Eevee.
Well, it's going to evolve into Sylveon.
Get it? Pansy, because flowers. Ha ha!
Classic. But... flower humor. Can you imagine, like, if there was just a group of florists, like the accountants from Parks and Rec, they would be, like, on the floor right now. Ted! You gotta hear what he said about pansies! Ted!
Oh my god, those guys are the best.
Yeah, they really are. I would watch a spinoff about them. Like, oh my god. Ben's quitting again! That's one of my favorite reoccurring bits. I love when Ben and Ron met with a lawyer, and he's like, there's a respect between lawyers and accountants. I mean, accountants are a bit more bad boy, but... let's just talk about Parks and Rec. No, but there really isn't too much to say about Pokemon, just that she got an Eevee. I did watch last week's Diggersby episode. Definitely had a Diggersby in it.
Diggersby.
That summarizes pretty much the whole episode.
I tolerated this episode fine because it had an Eevee and it was adorable, but it was just your typical kind of run-of-the-mill episode.
The event episodes are usually the more tolerable ones.
Rocket was there for something, I don't remember.
They blasted off again.
Yeah, that's all you need.
You know how they do. If your correspondent is here, you can talk about turtles.
I do not think he is.
Correspondent is stepped out.
Armagon. Armagon was in this episode. A shark character from the Archie comics, I believe. And the only way I know him was because he was a playable character in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles fighting game on SNES. That's the only way I know who he is. He was really cool. He had a suit of armor that could turn into a shark-shaped spaceship. So that's a thing. And so that was really cool. He was voiced by Ron Perlman, so that was neat. Let's see. There was also this overseer, overlord sort of AI thing on the ship, which was really kind of annoying because they introduced Armagon, which is fine, but they introduced him in an episode that, like, had another plot going on because they were all on this ship that was that like built robots, but then the AI took over and killed all the people.
Robots.
Like, they legitimately killed all the people. Like, they said it in the episode that they killed all the people. So suck that, Power Rangers. You can say the word kill.
Damn, son.
So you have Armagon on the ship. You have the AI that took over Fuge Tenet's body, and the turtles, like, all just fighting on the ship, and then Fuge Tenet is building.
Fuge Tenet. He's from the future. With the doc at you.
He's building a bunch of robots to fight him, and they have to, Armagon, the turtles have to, quote-unquote, join forces to defeat all the robots and stuff, and then Armagon tries to kill him because he's a bounty hunter.
You keep thinking you're saying, oh my god, but you can't say it, right? Oh my god.
Armagon.
And then, oh my god, showed up, and he was like, oh my god.
So I feel like he got kind of shafted in his own debut episode, but obviously he's not dead, so he'll pop up again. So that'll be interesting to see. So, that was really about it. It was a fun introduction for him, but I don't really got a whole lot else to say other than I would like a figure of Armagon because his design was really cool.
Oh my god.
Sorry. Armagon!
Did you watch Doctor Who already this week?
I was going to because it was a one-off, but I did not get around to doing so.
Damn, because it's like the ending was like, what the fuck just happened? I'm not entirely sure what I watched, so I'll be interested to see next week. Next week we'll talk about two unrelated episodes.
Yes, that'll be fun. Because like I heard it was one-off. I was like, oh, I'll watch it this week, and like I. Never got around.
It just never happened.
I played one day. I just sat down and played the entire campaign for Halo 5, and one day I was gone most of it, and then Tuesday's just big TV day, so I sat down and watched Flash, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and iZombie, and Monday's episode of Gotham. And I watched something else on Tuesday
just so
too.
So much stuff.
It was Tuesday. Tuesday's a big day for me. And then
it's funny because my friend is like, "Why didn't you start Fallout on Tuesday night?" I'm like, "The Flash was on."
God. Yeah, Tuesday is pretty much like I might have a tiny bit of time to game after TV, but and then today I was working on videos most of the day. So and then. I watched Arrow and everything. So. Yeah, that's how my life goes. It's like straight TV all the time on like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it kind of peters out.
Mine is just TV all the time, like always in the background, thinking about watching TV when I'm not near it. It's just TV. I'm like Mike TV, but my name's not Mike. And I live in an era where TV's way better. Got anyway, it. Speaking of Mike TV, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., right? I think that's next.
Did you watch Rebels yet?
Yeah, I did. It was...
I have zero
this week or last week?
Both.
Because both of them were pretty generic. Like,
I
they weren't
have
terrible.
Zero to say about any of them other than I enjoyed watching them.
Yeah, because they weren't really anything terrible. They were just kind of, like, more sort of generic episodes and not, no real event episodes, so I really don't have much to say either.
Which is funny, because, like, next week looks like this big fucking battle episode.
Yeah, so next week there might be something more to say, but I honestly don't have really anything to comment on for either of them. But then it's S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
So I was sort of right. There we go. So this week on S.H.I.E.L.D., Coulson was like, boom, Coulson jammed. And he trapped.
What a badass.
He's like, like, fuck you.
Yeah. Traps her in a fucking room and is like, I don't care about fucking emotions. You're fuck.
He's like, fuck your feels. If you say the word feels one more time, you're never coming out of this room. Saying the word feels is basically like being Hydra. It's the same thing.
I'm glad that she's not actually Hydra.
Yeah, and me too.
I pretty much saw that coming. Just because her being Hydra would just kind of would have been like Ward all over again.
Yeah, and just kind of overkill that like everybody is always, you know, some sort of antagonist, whether it be Hydra or, you know, Sky's mom or...
Yeah.
What was the other one I was thinking of? Oh, just Real S.H.I.E.L.D., which ended up resolving, but still. Like, especially since it's another organization would have been... And it doesn't seem like... Obviously, she didn't know about it, but it doesn't seem like the whole organization is corrupt either. It's just that that guy happens to be running the science division.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it seems like he has control over that, but it doesn't seem like the whole organization is corrupt, which... I think is a good because
yeah, it's not like all the little military guys are all Hail Hydra.
Yeah,
personally, probably just him and a couple people are Hydra.
Yeah, because that asshole face guy saved Bobby and Hunter. Like, so yeah, I'm glad that it turned out that way because like the previews obviously wanted you to think that it was all evil and based on how it ended last week too. So I'm glad that that turned out okay because like I said last week, I've enjoyed the partnership that they've. Had, and I think it's nice to actually have some sort of ally instead.
Yeah. Especially, I like her character a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that she's probably going to be on S.H.I.E.L.D.'s side, providing nothing happens to her. So.
Now she's going to die next week. Good job, Brian. You killed her. I'm calling it.
My bad.
I enjoyed seeing Hunter. I enjoyed seeing Hunter trying to pretend to be a hacker.
Hacker Hunter is best, Hunter.
Especially when he was trying to type, like, really slowly, like, yeah, I'm a total hacker, and then he's, like, typing with the individual fingers.
I have to give time for your crummy code to catch up.
Oh, classic Hunter.
I'm, like, smooth.
So that was funny.
They should have checked to make sure he could fucking type before they sent him out on that mission.
They should have sent Mac in. Would have just Mac in a nerd herd outfit. It would have been hilarious. If they questioned him, all he has to do is just, like, stare him down and be scared to death. Especially what's the funny thing is the IT guy. Well, he was Robbie on New Girl, but he was also the IT guy for The Office briefly. Like, and they couldn't remember his name. It was really funny. So that guy just always plays an IT guy, I guess. And we found out that Hydra is basically that cult from Ben 10 that works with fake Vilgax. Like, it reminded me so much of that, where, like, you find out, oh, no, the Forever Knights really were formed because of this squid creature. No, that wasn't them. That was the cult that worked with them. But the Forever Knights kind of got a similar deal where they kept rewriting their backstory.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how much truth that holds in the comics at all. Like, I know, like, before... I saw, like, the Captain America movies and stuff. Like, I knew of, like, Red Skull and stuff like that. So I had very minimal knowledge, and all my knowledge now comes from Captain America movies and Earth's Mightiest Heroes. So I don't know how much any of that, like, Hydra's real backstory like, holds.
Here, basically, Hydra was formed because they found the monolith.
Yeah.
That was basically what I got out of it.
Like, it was, like, they trapped the Inhuman there. It was, like, really strong. At doing like manipulation, I'm assuming it's that illusion thing that Simmons and the hunk guy ran into. So and they're like trying to get him back so they can worship him, I guess. So yeah, I don't like I said, I have no idea. I'll probably look it up if I think of it, but they very well could have some sort of root in the comics or something sort of pseudo similar, but I have no idea. But at least I think it found a way to. I'm kind of torn. I kind of like how all these storylines have been happening kind of weaved together in that one scene. But I also kind of like that there was different storylines going on that weren't necessarily always connected.
Mm.
But you know how they'd be all connected and stuff. And I do kind of like that it made Hydra a little more relevant. Because, like, right now...
really unrelevant.
Yeah, because, like, before this episode, like, I was... all the Inhuman stuff was happening, and then, like, you had the Monolith stuff with Simmons happening, and I was interested in all that. And then you got, like, Ward operating out of his basement. And, like, I found that kind of boring. So I think it was a good way to sort of bring them to be more of a thing. So we'll see how it pans out. Like, I'm not mad at it. I'm just kind of conflicted on what I would want from it. But at least it's an interesting development, and it's kind of neat in that respect. That I honestly, there's probably lots of people that saw it coming, but I honestly didn't expect Fitz's investigation of that symbol to lead into Hydra. I thought it might be something else, like some other organization or something. I kind of figured that there was something going on when they were talking about the sacrifices that people were making by essentially sending those people there. But at least it means we'll probably find out what that planet is, or the name of it and stuff. And Fitz finally was just nutted up and kissed Simmons and is like, fuck this hunky guy! Fuck his abs!
He gave up. He took what was rightfully his.
He's like, fuck your feels! Taking a page out of Coulson's book.
This episode was just called Fuck Your Feels.
Pretty much. Let's see, anything else happened in this episode? Sky and what's-his-face kind of walked around a little. Oh, May apologized to John, or whatever his name is in this show. Lucas. Lincoln.
you got it eventually.
It's like, I knew there was an L there. Because he kind of expected her to be, all bitchy and probably attack him, but she was all like, I'm sorry, my husband was a dick. I'm sorry my husband murdered your friends. Can we be best friends now? I got us this necklace.
And Tyler pops in. Is that a bracelet?
Are you my dad? No. We're like almost the same age. Are you my dad? I'm a woman.
Oh, God.
Sees the monolith. Are you my dad? We know who that.
It's like the Dr. Seuss book. Are you my mommy?
Oh God!
Except with time. Oh my God! Someone Photoshop that, please. Please make that a thing.
It would be amazing. You can only imagine that what the or I guess you can guess what the illusion inhuman thing would turn into to get Tyler to come near him. His dad.
Dad.
Tyler just becomes such a laughing stock as the season's gone on, and his generic toy voice doesn't help. That picture George did with the is it a necklace, that his facial expression was on point. It couldn't have been a better facial expression. Is that a necklace? Fucking Tyler.
Jumping way back to Dino Charge. That cast is on point when it comes to facial expressions.
They really are. Especially during the episode where they were all scared. Riley's faces were the best. I'm sure the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. cast has some good facial expressions, too.
Probably. They got some nice faces.
They need to have, the version of the Dub Smash War, but the S.H.I.E.L.D. cast versus the Dino Charge cast with facial expressions. Speaking of... This is not really speaking of Dub Smash, but when the hell... Agent Carter's happening soon. Or two. When is season one going to be on Netflix? What the hell is their deal?
I don't know.
I don't want to have to buy it with money. it seems so weird. When it didn't pop up the same time as S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm like, okay, maybe they're going to wait for something. But, I don't know. Because I honestly wanted to catch up so I can watch this live. But at this rate, next year I'm going to be like, season three is almost out. Where are seasons one and two on Netflix?
Do you want me to send it to you?
No. I want to continue to suffer.
Good, because I don't have it.
Empty gesture. How dare you, right? Send empty box.
Go ahead.
I was going to make a joke about you just sending just pictures of something. Something random.
I print on the Wikipedia articles.
This is just pictures of Carter from Lightspeed Rescue. This is Finding Carter. This is the Dipper show.
It was a good episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., though. A lot happened.
And we have, a one-week hiatus, and... Does it come back? Yeah, I think it comes back.
Yeah, we have a one-week hiatus, and then it comes back for a week or two, I think.
I keep getting confused, because some things are ending until after the first of the year right now, and some things aren't. But, so, yeah, we get another one, and then... I'm really looking forward to... Well, when unfortunately it goes on a bit of a longer hiatus, like it comes back in March. But like I'm really looking forward to the second half because then we're gonna be hitting up against Cap 3.
Yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be like a Winter Soldier level thing, which is gonna be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that. And like now we know it's coming, so it's that'll probably be disappointing. yeah, so that'll be for a fun second half. So Flash then? We have to savor it because it's not coming back next week.
Yeah.
We have to wait a whole week. They're trying to cancel the show.
What a good episode.
It was.
I can say this every goddamn week. I hate this show so much.
I hate like, this show.
This show has no fucking right to be so fucking good.
They even included a tie into the Planet of the Apes movies. When Grodd comes back, it's clearly going to be a crossover with the current Planet of the Apes franchise.
Absolutely. It's in no way out of the comics.
Like, even though you know he's going to, like, that plantation or whatever, like, you kind of had to feel bad for him when he was getting sucked in to the portal. Like, it seemed so sad.
It was. Like, couldn't they just ask him?
Yeah, why didn't they just tell him where they were placing him? Or even, like, when he was being pulled into it.
If I was Grodd, I probably wouldn't believe them. But still.
Like, or at the very least, like, when they were trying to get him sucked into it, like, Caitlin or Barry could have yelled out, we're sending you to a place where there's more of you. And then when he got there, he would understand what's going on. As opposed to now, even though he's now amongst other gorillas, he's probably still going to be pretty pissed. So, like, there was better ways that could have been handled. But this was a really good episode for Harry.
It was.
Not Flutter.
Caitlin and Harry.
She's moving on to him now that... Where did Jay go?
He got angry and left.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Barry was going to kill himself, so...
I forgot about that because I'm like, I know he didn't go back to Earth 2 yet. He just kind of stormed off, so... but... Like, I think it's interesting that last season we, like, slowly lost trust in Wells, but, like, in this season we slowly gained trust in him. It's, like, uh-huh. The opposite. So, like, I really enjoyed him this week and sort of bonding more with the team and sort of actually becoming a team and him putting on the reverse Flash suit. And, like, then I love how when he showed up they used that... speed of sound effect, that like reverberating sound. It's really cool because it's in the soundtrack too, which I need to buy, but I've been listening to it on like YouTube and stuff. It's a great workout track. But like it was really cool, and like Barry's reaction to that, obviously he thank God he didn't go for the other plan, which was to go behind Barry and go boo. That was his next plan. Like, guys, this is gonna be so funny. That's what happened to Bill Murray when he tried to scare Jesse Eisenberg in Zombieland. Pretended he was a zombie, and then he got shot in the stomach. But so that was cool, and then, like, when Sisko was coaching him to be Wells, and he nailed that line perfectly, he's like, yeah, you got it! Kind of scared him a little bit.
Aerosol sent me a text that says, so in this episode, Tom Cavanaugh plays a character that is doing a bad impression of another, which is also played by Tom Cavanaugh. He's doing a bad impression of himself. It was so good.
It really was. He's doing a really good job with it. And I'm curious, like, I think I mentioned before when he first appeared, like, I'm curious how they'll keep him around. Like, maybe they'll end up closing all the portals after the story's done and him and his daughter will get trapped there. I hope they get trapped there and can't go back home.
Like, I honestly do hope so, because one, that would bring in Jesse Quick to the show permanently, and Tom Cavanaugh permanently, because Tom Cavanaugh can't leave.
Because he's essentially a main part of the cast, so...
I mandated it, he can't leave.
Like, Shugo and Shinobi said so. I can't see them trying to introduce another version, at least as a main character. Like, I could see them doing other alternate versions of people later, but I mean, in terms of trying to make another... version of him a main, like, and I especially think it would be interesting if he winds up sticking around if and when other Eobard shows up, depending on if he ever uses that face again. So, but yeah, I definitely want him to stick around, like, especially in this last episode. I really enjoyed it. And I think it's interesting that, like, this episode was about Grodd, and it was also kind of about Barry getting his confidence back, but, like, he essentially, I think, stole the show in terms of my favorite part of the episode. Because Barry's story was fine, it was just pretty, you know, predictable, normal stuff, you know,
but like, Dave, I can't do been? It. I was camping by myself.
What a dick. Like, Joe is the only dad you need, Barry. Why don't you understand that?
Fucking Joe. He finds out it's Grodd. He, like, runs in. He, like, skids past the door almost and catches him. He's like, yo, Grodd!
That was so funny because, like, you heard him say yo before he skidded in because it was just like, yo! It was so funny.
I'm just sitting here going, God damn it, Joe, you're the greatest.
Joe is the best.
You're a blessing to us all.
It really is. It's great. Like, I don't know why, why Barry needed his other dad. Like, all you really need is Joe. All you need is Joe. Like, seriously.
Instead of all you need is love, all you need is Joe?
Exactly. That's what the song's actually about. It's just gotten lost over the years. He's the black dad you've always wanted. Still my favorite line.
They alluded to Wally again.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, if only I had a son. It's like, way to guilt me, Dad. Like, I guess it was a good way to bring his dad back, but to me, like, logically, I feel like Joe would actually be the better one to give Barry a pep talk, because he arguably knows him better.
Yeah, but Barry's weird. He really idolizes his real dad.
These people and dads, man.
Dad problems transcend past Toku and just go into all superheroes in general.
At least Barry kind of keeps a little bit chill. And it's funny because everyone knows Barry's dad as, like, the Flash from the old series, but I know him. He was on One Life to Live as a creeper dad that beat his kids. So that's all I see him as, is this creeper.
Zoom and confirmed.
He kind of looks like, exactly. There's, I guess we talked about, it's one of the theories, is that Zoom is Earth 2 Barry's dad. What if it's his Earth 1 Barry's dad and he's just a huge dick? Like, oh, sorry, I made you paralyzed. Pep talk time. But yeah, all that stuff was pretty straightforward. It was basically, I don't believe in myself. You can do it. You're right. And then it happened. And you got to feel bad for Patty when she found out that Barry didn't want her chicken soup. She's like, I'm on to you, Barry. This is all about chicken soup. You only like Joe's chicken soup.
I would always take Patty's chicken soup. I'm just saying that.
You know, that's right. I feel like it should be fairly soon that she would find out.
Yeah, probably, I mean, before the mid-season. Or during the mid-season finale.
I'm going to say it might be after, when we get back, because I feel like she's not going to be in the crossover that much.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because they usually... I heard, like, even Joe and maybe Captain Lance aren't going to be in it that much. So, like, because they usually kind of, you know... focus on the main characters, and then not to mention we also have to set up Legends. So I mean, it could still happen, but I definitely think it'll be soon, because he told Linda and he dated her for like an episode, and not only is Patty better, but she works on the Metahuman Task Force, so she's like, just seems like more trustworthy, and it feels like everybody knows who he is now at this point anyway. It's kind of like when Oliver met Damian Dark today. I forgot he didn't know he was the Arrow. I thought just everyone knew. And then for some reason I thought, like, don't shake his hand because he's going to vibe on you. Like, that's the wrong
show.
You're
all sorts of messed up.
I know, right? I thought partly because he's mystical that, like, somehow he would know. I'm not sure why.
I think he knows now.
He knows something. He knows that he still looks like an evil suburban dad.
We'll get to Arrow.
Yeah, but I just thought that was funny because the identity thing. But yeah, I think she'll definitely find out soon. Because she's, like, the only one that the secret's being kept from. So speaking of vibing, though, yeah.
Yeah.
He was vibing on Hawk Girl.
He was vibing on Hawk Girl.
He's like, just checking again, Kaylin. Are you sure there's no bird people?
That was really cool.
So there's, like, a lot of little things going on this week with that.
Right? The ending I really liked. When Grodd got to Earth 2 and it was basically Gorilla City.
Yeah. It was a neat visual. Like, in general, like, they do a really good job with his effects as Grodd.
Like, I'm really curious if they're going to do a Gorilla City-esque episode later on the second half of the season. Season.
I imagine they will. I mean, they could... They could save season 3, but...
Yeah, they could. Because it depends on what happens, because he's in Earth 2 now. So it depends on if portals are open, or if portals are not open, or if there's a possibility of portals still. I mean, we'll see. Grodd could develop portals. He's smart enough. I don't know.
Because, and, like, if they close it off at some point completely, like, you never know. I think it could be neat also, instead of having him come back, to have them go there.
Yeah, they could do that.
So
Earth 2 is under attack by a bunch of mutant gorillas.
Like, because that would be neat for them to even just travel to Earth 2 at some point for, like, an episode. That would be kind of neat. See their society that kind of looks like the society from Bioshock Infinite. But yeah, it was just a really good episode with lots of little things going on. Like, the Grodd stuff was good. The ending was good. This sort of Cisco stuff's always enjoyable, but it set up for her, for Legends of Tomorrow stuff. And I just love the show so much. Like, it's only 1 week it's gone because of Thanksgiving, but I'm just going to miss watching it so much. It's just like pure joy watching that show.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, Tuesday is my favorite day, like, ever.
It's like the best TV day right now.
I get Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s really good right now, and iZombie's good, and everything's good.
It's good. It's good. Bruce Almighty. Thanks to Bruce Almighty, I know how to spell beautiful. Just, okay?
You do that too?
Every time I spell it.
Me too.
Every time I spell beautiful, I hear Jim Carrey in my head. Everyone knows that.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
But speaking of Jim Carrey, Arrow. Perfect. Arrow was really good this week.
It was.
I think it really improved over last week's in terms of, like...
There was no Flash, but it was good.
Yeah, but, like, last week we talked about how they kind of lacked in character moments, and I thought this one actually did a good job with that. Like, David Ramsey did a really good job performance-wise in this episode.
We had some good Dolly moments.
You know, that's right. That's the true pairing of the show.
I had to protect my brother, the green one.
And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to start crying. Smile. Don't you say that up in here. I'm going to start crying. But yeah, it was a good episode with that. And I feel like, I don't want to be a spoiler person, but I feel like they shouldn't have spoiled in the little teaser that his brother was alive. Because they, like, spoiled that right off the bat. They
practically started off. It was like a Toku spoiler moment.
Yeah, it was, like, right off the bat in the promo, like, Diggle's brother's alive, and that was the promo. Like, because, like, again, there's probably people that saw this coming, but I really didn't think his brother was alive before the storyline was coming up. I thought we were going to find out about some of his dealings. I thought maybe we would do a flashback episode, that would or at least parts of flashbacks that would have to do with his brother's, like, killing and stuff, but I didn't expect him to still be alive. So that could have been a really neat thing to save. But it's definitely an interesting development, and I like that it wasn't resolved quickly either. Like, he talked to him at the end, but he's still pretty much a pod person. Like, just a really mad pod person.
Yeah, it's all true. Turns around, sits down.
Yeah, his performance in those scenes were great, and Stevens as well, when that scene with Diggle in his apartment and everything, just, well, everything about those interactions was good. And I thought it was well handled. Thea still be cray cray.
But now she can be not cray cray as long as she gets touched by Damien.
She's like, look, I want your help getting Damien Dark to touch me. I think if we have the sex, it'll just take it all out. I mean, who better to get you laid than John Barrowman? I mean, come on. I needed to call in an expert.
Dad, I need you to be my wingman.
I need you to be Captain Jack Harkness for me. this sort of semi-related because it has to deal with Damien Dark. But I read a theory a little while back, which is really neat about... Do you remember in the first episode where he was, like, doing that blood thing for his powers?
Mm-hmm.
There was a theory about... I don't know how much it has to do with comic stories, but that he's using Slade's wife's blood or something. I don't know who his wife is, but there was a theory about that, and that's how he gets his powers. And they're like, oh, maybe Slade and Oliver will team up to fight Damien. And I have no idea who Slade's wife is or how any of that connects, but if that somehow connected, that would be a really cool storyline to tie that back and to have a way to bring Slade back and to have him have to ally with Ollie. I think that would be kind of cool. Bottom line is I want Slade back. He killed the guy that feeds him, so he's SOL right now. But I've been meaning to bring that up like whenever he's been using his mystical powers, because I read that a while ago. So that's probably another thing I need to look into. But
see, his wife is Adeline Kane Wilson.
What does she have to do with anything?
She was a U.S. Army squadron leader who was tasked with training soldiers who would later join a special forces unit named Team 7. One of these soldiers was Slade Wilson, who after a near-death experience fell in love with Adeline and got married. In subsequent years, she became the mother of three children, Grant, Jericho, and Rose.
Jesus. Jericho's my favorite.
So that's
she doesn't sound very mystical.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
He used her mystical military powers to give magic.
There'd be a lot of arrow opportunities there.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
You mean like rewrites or whatever?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. I mean, if they did that, I would be fine with it.
I'd be fine with it.
Maybe Jericho is really magical because of his name. I don't know. Like, I didn't like delve into like the all they wrote about it.
Hold on. Under aliases, it says Hive Mistress.
Bum bum bum.
Onto something.
There we go. She's Missy? Missy's behind the
Missy,
whole thing.
Missy wasn't Gotham. It was great.
She was?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, it could have seriously just been Missy, honestly.
I should catch up on that solely for that.
She found a new hive made up of nihilistic youth. That's what
it says. It's like street youths. Nihilistic youths.
The all-new hive's mission was a simple one. Rid the world of all superpowered metahumans as she blames superheroes for the deaths of her two sons. Oh, hmm. Jericho bit the dust.
Another one bites the dust.
This was Another pretty Jericho new bites. 52. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either. Comics but shit. Regardless of how it tied in, it sounded cool. Like a cool way to bring Slade back, other than, oh, let's go to the island again and let ourselves run free with him. That just reminded me of that again in this episode when he tried to, like, suck Thea out and didn't work out for him. So I think that'll be... I'm kind of curious how they'll handle that. I think that'll be nice to get rid of that bloodlust thing because it's getting kind of a little bit repetitive at this point. Mm-hmm. And then Malcolm doesn't have to supply her with pedophiles.
It seemed like a decent idea.
Yeah, it's just still... She still seems pretty fine with just killing those other guys. It's like, whatevs. Going out to dinner with the campaign manager. And Ray did stuff this week because he's all like, I suck at life because I'm Daniel Straw.
I'm going to analyze this tooth. And then I'll I'm suit
gonna,
up and punch some just, things and that's it.
I'm just going to become a dentist. And they haven't really touched on him actually being able to use that shrinking thing at will yet, so I'm assuming they'll probably do that in the crossover.
Yeah.
Because it'll lead into it, unless they actually save it for Legends of Tomorrow, but I'm glad he at least stuck around longer than, like, this episode after, then it seems like all the Legends of Tomorrow people show up for their storyline and then just leave. And I think, like, the idea of him trying to find another purpose is a good segue into Legends of Tomorrow for him. And it was neat to see him in the final fight scene too. Like, it was a really just cool fight scene. Mm-hmm. With everything going on with everybody in his giant armor suit, even though he could just blast people, but he's punching them, but whatever. There's something else I wanted to bring up. Damn it, what was it? Oh, I really liked just the scene at the end with Oliver's speech. I thought it was just really well done in terms of
My campaign manager told me this was a bad idea, but fuck him.
Let's shame him in front of everyone. Look at him. Everybody, look at him. He's playing Galaga. Thought we wouldn't notice, but we did. But just like the whole thing about not fighting in the shadows and the way it all tied in from the episode and Damien being there, I thought it was just a well done scene.
Good, maybe less of the show will take place at night.
It's like Ben 10 Alien Force, and like the first couple seasons like almost took place exclusively at night. And then what they didn't show is that like after it cut to the Arrow title card, they just played Walking on Sunshine at the end of that. The end of that campaign's beach. And then Ollie just started dancing. It was pretty spectacular. It'll be in the deleted scenes.
I hope so. That seems fun.
But yeah, it was a good episode. I liked it. And the crossover looks like it's going to be epic.
I know, I'm so excited.
And like apparently this will piss certain complaining about spoilers people off, but it's not like last year's where, you know, they were tied together in terms of what was going on in the story, but you could watch them stand alone.
Yeah.
But this one's going to be like all one giant thing that's all connected. Like, it's basically a two-parter episode spread out, apparently. So
except you only have to wait 24 hours.
Yeah, that's kind of a thing. But I actually really like that. I think it's great to take advantage of the world like that, and like a unique opportunity of the fact that not only is it like there was now an annual thing between Flash and Arrow, but it's spinning off another show, or like it's essentially like setting it up for them. So.
That would be my cat kicking up litter.
It almost sounds like a laundry machine swirling from this hit.
Anna, you don't you. That's not helping you whatsoever.
Wait, is that the lost one that like never found its home again?
Yeah.
Yeah, the crossover is going to be epic. Unfortunately, we'll have a drought week next week. We'll pretty much only talk about Toku. But
there's nothing on except like the cartoons. I think might still be on.
Just Pokemon. Toku. It'll be like summer part two, Christmas edition. Summer, winter
edition. TMNT isn't even on because they're doing the Half Shell Hero special, which I guess I'll probably watch, so.
Heroes in a Half Shell. Turtle power. Can you imagine, like, Christmas time? I mean, sure, it'll be Christmas and stuff, but there's not going to be, like, any of that stuff for, like, a good chunk of time. Shield until, like, March, so.
Crying face.
There's still. Jesus, now there's all kinds of stuff going down. There is another superhero show to talk about, though, Supergirl, which they skipped an episode. They, like, skipped over an episode because of, like, bombings or something.
Yeah.
So I hope that's it airing, go the way
it's airing next week.
Oh, good, okay.
They flopped 4 and 5, basically.
Like, the descriptions still show it, like. Like when I was watching it, I pushed info and it still shows it as 4. And when you went to next week, it still showed it as 5. So that's good. Like, I'm glad it's not going to end up the way of the Pokemon episodes. It just never gets seen again.
Yeah, NCIS Los Angeles and Supergirl both had their episodes swapped.
And I mean, so there's a chance something happened in 4 that was important, but I didn't feel lost in this episode.
Yeah, I didn't feel lost at all.
I mean, the show hasn't gotten uber serialized yet, but there wasn't anything brought up or anything that was crucial, so that was a good.
Like instead, next week you have to remember that they don't know that their dad was involved in the whatever their organization is called,
and they haven't had Thanksgiving dinner yet. Yeah. So just it's kind of like the Dino Charge stuff, but with different circumstances. But I thought this was a pretty good episode because they didn't mention the "oh, I'm a girl" thing pretty much at all.
Yeah, like I figured they would have stopped that eventually.
I thought the villain's little origin was kind of generic, but I liked everything else about the episode. I really liked like what it did for Kat's character in this episode too.
Mm-hmm. She got humanized a lot in this episode, which is really good because I think that's something the character needed.
Yeah,
like before now she was just like, oh, she's a stuck up bitch. She's still a stuck up bitch, but she's a stuck up bitch with like humanity to her.
Yeah, with a tiny heart sliver.
There was a lot of moments that the character really needed, at least for me to like her.
Yeah, because she was basically, like you said, she was just like the mean boss and with a couple funny one-liners. But yeah, she really needed that, and I think it really helped her stand out in this episode. Because
we need to get to know each other, and then Kara's like, "Fuck, I had it so good."
She's like, "No, it's fine." but because she had two really good moments, which were the. She wanted to get to know her and sort of the scene with her finding out about her parents and also in the hospital when she sort of held back for a second to actually talk to her instead of being like, "Lol, I want to get out of hospitals because they're dirty. I don't want to be on Dirty Peasants."
Also, 100% love the phrase, "You have the wit of a YouTube comment."
Yeah, that was really good.
Aced.
Oh, there is one thing. There's this chance that there's a beat missed in episode 4 of Jimmy getting officially back with his girlfriend.
Oh, the last time we saw him. That was about the only thing I slightly noticed.
But it really wasn't that awkward because we knew they were going out to dinner like last time we saw him. Yeah. So you just kind of assume they just didn't show that scene. But I'm going to assume there's something in episode 4 that has to deal with it.
You just have to assume that it went well.
Yeah, it went very well. But yeah, that's really the only thing. I didn't know that her stepdad or foster dad was dead or whatever.
Yeah, they killed Clark Kent of...
Poor Dean Cain.
Of Lois and Clark. They just took him out back and shot him.
He's probably still alive.
Somewhere. They probably turned him into a robot like Hank Henshaw.
He's probably being held captive. Kidnapped. Wow. Me are talk good tonight. If there's one thing I'm fantastic at, it's talk. Shit. Oh yeah, he's probably being held captive by Red Eyes, and then I was gonna do the Red Eyes, mystery and then bit again. But no.
Red Eyes, black man.
And their foster mom's just like super hard on Little Gray. They're like, "Why did you have to die in the plane crash?" And she's like, "Their foster
mom is also Supergirl."
In like the old series or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew about Dean Cain, but I knew about the Mark of Cain. But I didn't know about this one, so. But she was still hard on Little Gray, regardless. Who's now Big Gray, because she's the big sister in this one. What else?
Livewire was really cool.
Yeah, like I said, her origin was kind of like a generic-y one, but I love electric powers, so that's always fun. It was just kind of a really enjoyable episode. Like, there wasn't anything monumentally amazing about it, I just really enjoyed myself with it.
Yeah, at least with Hope. I mean, it's not like I found the series boring. I've always liked the series, but... I think the episode was a step in the right direction for, like, tone and presentation and everything like that. I found it really enjoyable.
Yeah, because, like, in terms of the series as a whole right now, like, it's not perfect, but my only real issue was just the constantly reminding that she's a female thing. But other than that, like, I always find the series to be just really enjoyable. Like, it's just always a really fun watch. Because that was really, like, the only... annoyance I had with it, and I definitely hope they continue with not mentioning it all the time. And oh god, what just happened?
Oh, that was great. And I was just really fucking confused. In Ultraman X, there's three vehicles in the series, and the toys of them are like the size of little matchbox cars, and they're sitting on my desk. And Hannah put her paw on one of them and tried to walk. The car just went flying and she tripped.
Oh, that's funny. What's also really funny is that when you started the story of to explain what happened, I didn't expect it to start with "in Ultraman X."
Like, I had to explain why there was a little car.
It was just like, I wasn't expecting that at all.
Speaking of, that's a good show.
Ultraman X?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything shows left, though. Supergirl's on next week, though, isn't it? We just said that, so there's at least...
No.
Isn't it?
No, I forgot. It's the week after.
Oh, because I thought maybe because it was Monday, it's still early in the week. Because there's a couple things that are on next week. I feel like Limitless is on next week.
As far as I know, it said December. Oh. Whatever.
Or no, maybe. No. Okay. Oh, damn it. I was hoping there was at least something.
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Let me check now. Hold on. I got the television machine right in front of me. Let's see. Let me get it so not 4 a.m. because it doesn't air at 4 a.m. Okay. Monday. It's on at 7. Wait. It's on. Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
It's showing the description. Wait, no, it's not. No, it's got the right description. It just actually moved the episode number to being 5. So, it should be. So that's at least one thing to talk about. We'll just stretch it out. We'll, like, dissect it scene by scene.
Like we did for Gaim.
That was so great. Now it's just like, yeah, there's a form, and Spectre is really generic, and Ghost, and let's take a princess quiz! I think that was an injury, though. That's inaccurate. But those were really good discussions. I missed that.
So now it's time for Tweet Tweet, motherfucker. I probably would have put a little more heart into it, but my voice is getting really scratchy, so.
Brian's completely lost it in the last 30 seconds. That bathroom trip really did it. Spoilers.
It did.
Okay. So, I guess the first question is, one of George's, I'll do George's first because I said so, is what is your big guilty pleasure show? Am I supposed to go first? You usually go first, I think.
I'll go first, I guess. I don't know. I was watching My Cat Being an Idiot.
I was watching my guilty pleasure show.
I don't watch a whole lot that I don't publicly talk about, but I guess if I had to say anything, it would probably be like Survivor and Big Brother, which doesn't really feel much like a guilty pleasure show, but it's like the only thing I can really think of.
Yeah, I'm pretty open about most of the stuff I watch too. Like the stuff I would guess be in that category would maybe be stuff like Finding Carter or like General Hospital and stuff like that. But I pretty much talk about everything. Like my interests are seriously all over the map.
I watch Hallmark movies when I'm at my mom's. Does that count?
Christmas movies? They have like a Christmas, like a new Christmas movie every day during Christmas. It's insane. I've watched a few of those during the holidays. Nothing else odd. All of a sudden you find yourself on one of those. But, yeah, because I'm pretty open about everything, and my interests are, like, just all over. It's, like, anything from Finding Carter to The Flash to just, like, everything.
There you go. Sorry to disappoint you, George.
We have failed the Schmitty. And then the other question for this week is Kiefer's, which I'm not going to read the whole thing word for word, but it basically boils down to, like, what are types of character arcs you like with characters, and I guess I'll answer first, because he, like, uses the example of, like, evil character redemption arcs, which is totally my thing, and I realized something about that a long time ago, which is kind of funny, is that, you know that, like, old stereotype of, like, girls love bad boys? I realize, like, that works for me, too, where I love these story arcs of, like, Spike or Damon, or, like, any of these characters that are, like, evil, or, like, sort of evil, or, like, Kevin Eleven, and then they have, like, these huge redemption arcs. Like, those are, like, one of my favorite storylines, and that totally works for me, too. I just thought that was kind of funny.
I 100% agree. I love those arcs, too, especially when it's done really well.
Like Spike.
Michi's kind of an example of one that's only done okay.
He was good from, like, good to evil, but you didn't need to bring him back.
Yeah. But under normal conditions, I really do like villain redemptions. Like it says, as long... God Sorry. Damn, man.
Look, your cat be ice skating. I'm just trying to get the pretzels away.
It's funny because I just look over at her now and she's laying on the back of the futon sleeping.
She's exhausted from all the ice sports.
Anyway, I really do like those. I'm trying to think of other, like, character arcs. I like, Overcomance arcs when they're done well. Like, the whatever the main character's overcoming has to be really substantial for me to care.
Like a phobia of napkins. I picked napkins for whatever reason.
I liked it. I would watch it. It's totally game. Like, for an example, like, Barry in Flash this week overcoming his mental thing of getting beat the shit out of by Zoom. Not a huge fan of things like that, but there's been the occasional Toku arc that's been, like, an overcoming of fear or just the other power that's, like, done well. It's rare, but it happens, and I really like it when it is done well. I also like arcs that take leader characters and make them like heroes of some sort, like Doggy Kruger.
Doogie.
Or like Korag and stuff. Well, Korag's a little bit of both. So Korag's my jam.
I'm a total sucker for returning from the dead stories, which I guess comes from the soap thing, or stuff like that, just because the reactions are usually so good and the drama around that.
Unless you're Sarah, then no one cares.
Pretty much. It's basically how it was when they brought One Life back and they found out Todd 2 was alive and they all just acted like they'd smelled bologna. It's terribly written. But yeah, that like redemption arc is pretty much my main thing that I can think of. It's like a humming in the background.
It's probably Kevin.
Damn it, Kevin.
Yep, nailed it. It was Kevin.
Boom. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Squeak.
So there you go.
This segment was just off the chain this week. Like, we were so hyper, I couldn't even handle us. But keep sending in the questions, as usual, at the RR Podcast, hashtag TTMF. And now it's time for...
Final Thingies, MP3.
Final Thingies!
I have a thingy, and it's not final!
Everything I just said before Final Thingies...
I've got nothing else to add because we don't have. Why does this even exist?
I don't know, but I'll play us out with a herd of baby T-Rexes.
I don't know. Brian is cat awake.
I think so.
Do you hear the sounds of death in the other room? Brian thinks she's awake. No, he's sitting there recording the podcast.
I haven't moved from this chair, so no.
He hasn't moved from the chair. He's
slap it.
Say, didn't you tell me to slap it?
We're playing Bop It, Brian, didn't you know?
No, she meant slap cat.
Oh.
That's too much. Slap cat.
Bop it. Twist it.
23, that's,
pull it.
No, I think that the 23 looks, that's later.
That game seems even dirtier now.
Passage.